You are now turned in to the dopest college radio station, UCM The Beat. Keep it locked. UCM The Beat.
Welcome to Voices of UCM. I'm your host, Abram Tabor. Today, I'm joined by Chyna Pryor. She's the student president of the Association of Black Collegiates here on UCM campus. Welcome to the show, Chyna.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I just want to start with just that you're the new president of the Association of Black Collegiates, but you've been vice president for a while, so you're very familiar with the workings of the organization. And since I introduced you that way, I figured that's a good place to start, even though you're very involved on campus.
Yes.
So what exactly does the Association of Black Collegiates do for UCM campus?
So we are the umbrella org for black organizations that we have here on campus. So just like a few of our organizations that we have RISEN, Sisters of Ujima, BMI, we have ASA, Unity of Black Creatives, Underdogs. Oh, man, we have so many. I hope I'm not missing anybody. But, yeah, that's just, like, some of our organizations that we have here on campus. We're here to, you know, bridge the gap in between students here, serve the community, and if there is, you know, any problems that our African-American students face on campus, we try to find the solutions to those problems.
Mm. Is there a recent example where you've stepped in to solve issues that have come up?
Not me as being recently elected as president, but I do know that we had a issue on campus in the past where, I don't know if you heard about it, but it was like the wall outside of, yeah, and then it was like a racial slur on there. So that was, you know, one of a problem that we had last year that our President Kobe and Vice President Amanda Dalton, you know, stepped in and got that taken care of. So, yeah.
Mm. So what was it like for you to be put into the position of president? Because I know that you were vice president for a while, mm-hmm. and now just this semester, which is hopefully you said in a previous conversation that this is probably your last semester until maybe a master's program, maybe you graduate and go on to do something awesome with that. But you did say that, you know, it's your first semester as president of this organization. Mm-hmm. And it's your last semester of undergraduate, at least, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I understand how that feels. Mm-hmm. I'm a senior myself.
Yes, for sure.
But anyway, so what is that like for you to be this for one semester? Like, how do you learn that and also, you know, leave room and prepare people to take the place as you move on?
Mm-hmm. Like I said before, I had some good footsteps to follow behind in. Kobe Crowder and Amanda Dalton were the president and vice president, and she was elected as president. So I had some, you know, big shoes to fill, and they set good examples. So I kind of had that knowledge coming from them. So it kind of made it easier just kind of transitioning into president. But also with my, you know, other leadership experiences, I kind of like already, you know, had the, I guess, like, the knowledge, you know, to take on the role. It's very exciting. I'm actually very excited to see what the underclassmen brings in for next year. We actually are looking for current positions and having, like, shadow experiences, you know, for them to come in and see if that's what they would like to do. So I'm just excited to see what, you know, the younger students bring in.
I think it's interesting that you've now mentioned other leadership experiences in some of the other organizations that work with or that are under the umbrella of the Association of Black Collegiates. And I think it's important now to sort of shift our focus to all of these other things that you also do on campus, including RISEN Multicultural, Sisters of Ujima, things like that. So can you talk through a little bit of how you got around to being so involved from, I assume, coming in as a freshman with no connections with that,
right.
And now you're very involved.
Yeah.
So how did you get from there to here?
So I came in with my best friend, Jasmine. We both went to the same middle school, high school. So we came in together. And she introduced me to Sisters of Ujima because I stayed at home actually for my first year of community college. So she brought me into Sisters of Ujima, and I was very shy, in my little bubble, was scared to break out of my comfort zone. But, you know, I was just always reoccurring to meetings. And, you know, one day they were like, "China, we're looking for a secretary. Would you like to be a part?" And I was like, "Sure." So that just kind of, you know, started my journey off. And then I've always been, like, involved in high school. So I kind of just wanted the same thing for myself in college.
Was that, so you said that's something you wanted for yourself in college. Was that something that you were looking for in a college as far as, like, that there were clubs and associations and things like that for students to take part in? Mm-hmm. Or was that a sort of secondary nice thing to have?
I think secondary nice thing to have. Coming in, I didn't really think about organizations when I came to college. I just kind of had my mind, like, set on studies, doing what I need to do to get my degree. But it just all came along, and I think it's very important, you know, to get out of your comfort zone and find something that you like to do.
Agreed.
Yeah.
For me, it's the student radio.
Yeah.
Right here on The Beat. So, but yeah, you mentioned that you were interested in studies when you first came to UCM.
Mm-hmm.
You are a health studies major, is that correct?
Yeah.
What first got you interested in that, and what brought you to UCM with that interest?
Mm-hmm. So I came in as a nursing major.
Oh.
My dad has been in, well, he's been a firefighter and EMT, and he's also been chief as a fire department. So that has, you know, sparked my interest, you know, to be in the medical field. I believe he's been in for 25 years. So, yeah, I kind of just wanted to follow in his footsteps. But I ended up switching my major to health studies. And, you know, everybody has a different journey. Sometimes, you know, you just might not get accepted that first time into the nursing program. That doesn't mean that you have to not pursue your dreams anymore. Everybody has a different route. And so I'm just taking that different route. And hopefully in the future, once I graduate, I can either, you know, attend nursing school or, you know, go get my master's, whatever one I want to pursue.
Right on. So you're still sort of set on this idea of following into nursing and things
mm-hmm.
like that. But you're pursuing health studies first.
Yeah.
With that. Is there a particular reason you chose health studies after moving?
Mm-hmm. Well, health studies, it kind of still led me to nursing, so I can, you know, still go to school, go to accelerated program. So it still gives me, like, the end goal that I want, just a mm-hmm. different route. Or I also kind of realized I like the business side as well. So health study gives me, you know, that route to go on the business side, which, you know, going into my master's, I would have an emphasis on health administration. So, yeah.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Right on. So planning ahead.
Right, planning ahead.
Now, and obviously, you have to plan ahead because you've got a lot of stuff on your plate.
Right.
Now, we've talked about Sisters of Ujima, how you first got involved there. Are you still, I don't know exactly what your position is right now with Sisters mm-hmm. of Ujima. Are you still very involved with, like, the leadership of that?
I'm actually secretary this year.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Are you, so what are some of the things you're looking forward to with all these various organizations that you're a part of?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for this semester, and then you said things about, like, how you're excited about seeing the new students coming into Association of Black Collegiates. Are you also looking for things like that in these other organizations?
Yes, for sure. We have a lot of, you know, seniors as our exec board. Well, I mean, some of our exec board, we have, like, juniors and sophomores. But, you know, we're kind of like, you know, the last class here, if that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, yeah, exciting to see what the new younger students bring in. You know, just still want to keep our organizations running. They've been running for a long time. Just want to keep that going and keep everybody, you know, involved around campus.
Are there some organizations that are doing things you're particularly excited about this semester?
Well, ABC, we are going to a conference, it is February 16th. I'm very excited to go there. It's at K-State this year, and So I'm excited for our conference. That'd be a lot of the students that are going, it will be their first time. So it's an exciting experience to have. ABC, we have a banquet at the end of the school year. It's actually April 25th. Feel free to come out. Look for the flyer. Our Instagram is ABC_UCM.
Shout out.
But we have a banquet at the end of the school year, collaborated with MPHC. And we give out awards, and, you know, we have a nice dinner. We have some performances. Oh, actually, I take that back. No performances. But we give out awards. So I'm excited for that. But then we also have an event coming up for the culture. Another pub moment. February 20th in the Union, if you all would like to come out. But it's for the culture, and I'm also excited for that. That one will have performances for sure.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with Chyna Pryor right here on Voices of UCM. Stay tuned on UCM The Beat.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for years he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So keep the animals safe, especially the cute shirtless one. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voices of UCM. I'm your host, Abram Tabor. Today, we're joined by Chyna Pryor. She's the student president of the Association of Black Collegiates and involved with many, many more things. In fact, that's what I want to talk about with you first on this segment, Chyna.
Okay.
It's that we've talked a little bit about how you first got involved with Sisters of UJima. Did that lead to your involvement with the Association of Black Collegiates, or was that something that started from one of your other things that you're involved with?
I wouldn't say it led me to ABC. I kind of would say we had like a, you know, a town hall meeting. I want to say that's what led me to want to be on the exec board, which I started off as secretary for ABC. Then, you know, at the time, Dominique Hampton was our advisor for all of our orgs on campus. And so I doubted myself a little bit because, you know, I felt like those were, you know, very big seats to fill. With important duties on campus. So I doubted myself for a minute, but having him, you know, encourage me and to, you know, take that leap of faith and letting me know that I can do it is what led me to ABC. And here I am today.
So this may seem a little bit of an odd question or maybe personal, subjective. I don't know how you would phrase it. But, you know, as somebody who's now in the position of president, how does it feel knowing that you're probably also the person who's inspiring others?
Wow. I don't know. Honestly, I kind of never thought like that. I tend not to give myself credit for things, so I kind of don't look at it like that. I don't know. I've never thought about it like that, honestly.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, but you are where you are today because you were inspired by others to take leaps of faith and get where you are. What would you encourage similar ideas out of people who are wanting to get involved?
Yes, I would encourage them most definitely. Like I said, take that leap of faith. If you, you know, think you can't do it, you most definitely can do it. I was very shy, timid, scared to get out there, but it opens so many doors. It brings so many different connections. You never know until you do it. And you might just love it. So just step out there, do it. You just try. That's all you can do is just try to say you did it.
Right on. And obviously community is super important for students. For me, I have gotten involved with a variety of different things, whether it's the student radio or writing for the Mule Skinner. And, you know, I think that's also an important thing to take note of is for students wanting to get involved. There's, like, this important community aspect that you will miss if you don't initiate or try and get involved.
Right.
And so, yeah, so I think that's an important thing for students to know. And,
I agree.
You know, growing up, that was something that I needed to know. Getting into college, you know, as a freshman, I was very focused on, like, studies. And,
Yeah,
so
it's more to, you know, college just than studies, you know? You got to give yourself a break, you know, enjoy, build community, build friendships. That's how might be how you find your next best friend. You never know.
Right. And you came in with your best friend.
Yes.
Is that still a way that you build connections with each other? Because I know that one of the things you're involved with, which is Risen Multicultural, Jasmine is also pretty involved with. Mm-hmm. So is that finding a friend been good for like expanding your connections or building community?
Yes. Actually, see, that's funny because, you know, the Jasmine I was telling you about, that's my very close friend. But my best friend name is Jasmine, too. So it's both of them. Oh, yes, for sure. Both of them really we were all involved, like, with the same organizations. It's always nice, you know, to have a friend tag along, you know, that brings you comfort, kind of makes it easier, you know, to come out to events. And I would say, like, that's what led me to Damo. And then, you know, Damo is what led me, you know, to working in the Multicultural Center, which introduced me to Dr. Chancellor. And Dr. Chancellor introduced me to, you know, Beth Rudd and Dr. Bax and, you know, having meetings with the president. So, I mean, it's just like a lot of connections, student activities, Christina Kearns. Like, it's a lot of, you know, connections on campus that you might not think that you – I don't know. What's the word I'm trying to think of? I don't know. But it's different connections out there. You know, you just got to get out there, connect, talk. If you don't talk or connect, how will you know? You know?
So would you say that that's something that a lot of students either struggle to do with or find – a way about doing?
I think I would say students probably struggle. I would say, you know, that first year is kind of where students struggle the most, not knowing all of the resources that we have here on campus, or if we do have a center, you know, designated, you know, for a certain area, common area with tutors, computers, printing. So I feel like that can be a challenge as a transfer student. I mean, I came in as a transfer student. I didn't know everything on campus as well. Without my friends, I probably would have not known the things that I know today.
Right on.
Yeah.
Is that sort of one of the things that you do as being involved with leadership is try and call new students' attention to these resources that I have available?
Yes, for sure. We all the time are trying to think, how can we get students out of their room? I know social media is big, so of course, you know, we have Instagram platforms, we have Snapchat, but sometimes you gotta think outside the box. How can we reach the students who aren't on our social medias or, you know, stuff like that? So we actually started to bring back creating flyers and, you know, post them around campus. And I think that's, you gotta go back, you know, think about how it was done before we had technology. Yeah.
Is that something that, so obviously one of the things that sort of restricted student community a little bit in recent years was a pandemic that came through.
For
is
sure.
that something that you've had to consider as far as like getting students involved?
Yeah, for sure. The COVID kind of hurt us a little bit, hurt the numbers for sure. But I think we're back for sure. Like, I mean, the numbers are there kind of. I think the numbers are back for sure post-COVID. It's going better. Less restrictions, so it's kind of easier to plan events. You know, no number restrictions on the room anymore. So it's kind of slowly but surely getting back there.
Building back to
the
level you were at before?
Right, yeah.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the things that you're involved with, obviously African-American, being part of this Black community is super important to this element of your life. And so it's February and we're getting near on Black History Month. And obviously being part of the Black community is super important to you and a lot of the organizations that you're involved with. And so I would ask, what are... Is that a particular focus of your organizations that you're involved with, of like drawing attention to that history and bringing the community together during this time of year?
Yes, for sure. It's important that, you know, we create events for our students here on campus. With being on a PWI campus, it's important, you know, that we celebrate our history and, you know, create events for students during this month. So ABC is having this is our second annual event for the culture. Last year we had it at the Yes Center. This year we are having it here in the Union Ballroom. And I'm excited. We're going to have, you know, dancers, you know, some poetry, maybe some live painting, hopefully again.
Ooh.
I know we've had our student here. Her name is Evelyn O'Neill. She's done some live painting for us before. So, yeah, just different talents, performances. We're looking for, you know, students to showcase their art around the room as well. I know we have some very creative students here that create their own fashion pieces. So I am very excited, you know, to showcase their work, their talents. So, yeah.
Would you say that that culture is still an important thing for students to have in college, of like being part of a community of sort of their people or their, you know, something they identify with?
Yes, of course. I think it's super important, you know, to have somebody that looks like you, to represent you, to be that voice for you, to advocate for you. And that is what we're here to do for our students here on campus.
Right on. Well, yeah. We'll be right back with more of China Prior right here on Voice of UCM. Stay tuned.
Did you know that when you shop at a local business, you can create jobs, stimulate the local economy, and reduce your carbon footprint? 90% of net new jobs are created by small businesses, which makes them the largest employer nationally. And for every $100 spent at a local shop, 68 of those come back into the community because small businesses buy from more small businesses. Because of this, habitat loss and pollution caused by transportation has decreased by 26%. To learn more about the benefits of supporting small businesses in your community, visit one in your area today.
This message brought to you by your friends in UCM Digital Media Production.
Welcome back to Voices of UCM. I'm your host, Abram Tabor. Today we're joined by China Prior. She's the student president of the Association of Black Collegiates here on UCM campus. So we've been talking a little bit about all the things that you've been involved with, how you first got here, mm-hmm. and we briefly mentioned, you know, maybe some of your future plans, but I would like to lean into that a little bit more. What are your plans for after you graduate? Because this is your last semester in undergraduate.
It sure is. So as I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but my major is health studies. So graduate in May. And then post-graduation, I have to have an internship. So I will have an internship this summer. And then,
exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Still undetermined yet, but okay. Hopefully, you know, something come in soon. But yes, I am looking, you know, to receive my master's here. Maybe at UCM or a college back at home in St. Louis, or looking for an accelerated nursing program back at home in St. Louis as well. So, yeah, those are my post plans. Still undecided. Both are dreams for me. Never, you know, you can still have more than one dream and they can both come later. Well, not both come later. One's going to happen, but the other one can happen later.
Alternate plans.
Yeah, alternate plans. You don't have to stay in one career field, you know, forever. So might have a change up later in life. But yeah.
So what's something that you're, like, excited for with that, like the internship and things like that? Are you worried about that, excited for it?
I am worried. You know, we're in school all our lives. So it's kind of, you know, really here at this, you know, adulting age, adulting point, no more schooling. Like, you're going into the real world and you're working with, you know, seasoned people who've had these, you know, jobs for a long time. So, you know, just making that good impression and, you know, finding maybe a good office to work in. Little nervous.
Right on. Well, if I can do anything to help with this, nurse, I will say, as part of a DMP major here at UCM, we have to take practicum or internship hours.
Yeah.
I've taken both over the course of time here at UCM. And one of the things that my editor said to me when I was going into an internship, and my advisor actually, is that you shouldn't be worried if the first week doesn't go well. You know, if you can't figure out the system, if, you know, you're not getting connected with the people as well as you thought you might, because the first week is always going to be like that. You're not going to know the system in and out in 7 days. You know?
Right.
But, you know, that difficult start sometimes is often a way to set up and say, like, oh, hey, you know, I had trouble figuring out how this works. So that's what I need to learn about. You know, that's what I'm here to learn about. because the employers know too, you're an intern, you're also looking to learn and gain experience, and they will help you along the way with that.
Mm-hmm.
So if that helps assuage any nerves that you might have a little bit.
Any advice, I am all ears for sure, so I appreciate that.
Right on. Speaking of advice, speaking of things that you do here on campus mm-hmm. and are passionate about, the Association of Black Collegiates, you know, you're working on this. You've been president, you've been vice president, you've been, I assume, secretary at some
secretary,
point.
Yes, secretary, yeah.
Because you are amazing and so involved.
Oh, thanks.
Right on. And so what I want to ask is for people who want to pursue getting involved like you, you know, what's some advice you have for taking steps to get to that level of involvement, to get to be part of leadership or help make decisions or plan events and things like that?
Mm-hmm. I know I touched on, you know, connections and, you know, building relationship with, you know, different faculty on campus, but sometimes it goes deeper than just connections, you know, with faculty and stuff like that. I would say, I would say stepping into leadership roles kind of build you as a person. It, you know, peels away layers of skin that you probably didn't think you had. It builds character for sure. Very good question.
Thank you.
Yeah. I say steps you can take. I would say, you know, find somebody that makes you feel comfortable within any organization that you can talk to. I feel like that is very important. You just don't want to jump into something that you probably don't, you can't establish that connection. I think building connections within our organizations are very important. It makes a student feel comfortable, makes them, you know, feel comfortable to talk to you. But yeah, just reach out and, you know, share your interest, what positions you're looking for. Don't be afraid to ask, oh, what does this position entail? Or, you know, what else would I say to do? Just find that right organization that, you know, have the same values that you have.
And is there a way that you've seen students get engaged with ABC and those other organizations that, you know, excites you, or, you know, you see it and you're like, yeah, no, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to bring out of students.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I would say, because sometimes within organizations, they have committee chairs. And if, you know, sometimes if being on exec board is not what you want and being a committee chair is, there are different options and roles. You know, if you don't always want to be, you know, that person that's out front, center, and seen, it's okay to, you know, be, you know, the person who runs the social media accounts, who makes the flyers. There are different things within orgs, you know, that you can, what makes you comfortable. Because I wasn't always the person, you know, that wanted to be seen. So it's okay to not want to be seen. It's okay, you know, to be laid back. And but hopefully as you grow and continue, you can, you know, step out of your comfort zone and find something different that you like to do. And I say do step out of your comfort zone. Don't always go for, you know, what makes you comfortable. Challenge yourself a little bit.
Right on. Yeah. I totally agree. Now, we're getting towards the end of the show here.
Yeah.
And I have one last question that it's not a super difficult question, mm-hmm. but I always love to hear how people respond to it. Only because, you know, we've been talking a lot about who you are, what your history is, what you're involved with. And I just want to hear, you know, is there anything else you want to share?
Anything else I want to share? Like you said, it's my last semester here at UCM. It's been a great journey over the 4 years, you know, living in a small town, coming from a big town, St. Louis, the change of scenery, the change of community, you know, not always having the access to things that you have back at home at the snap of your fingers. So it's most definitely been a learning experience that I am truly grateful for. Without the community, without, you know, coming down here to UCM, I don't know if I would be the same person that I am today. So it's been amazing. It's been a great run, great experiences, challenging, sad, you know, frustrating. It's all there. And I say, you know, makes me who I am today. So it's been a pleasure. And, you know, this is my first time on the radio, something I've never done. And so, I mean, stepping out of that comfort zone and, you know, doing something you've never done before. It's very rewarding, very exciting. So, yeah, go Mules.
Go Mules. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Chyna. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in. This has been Voices of UCM. I'm your host, Abram Tabor. You can catch us on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. or check us out on UCMBeat.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.